I have a memory of standing in my parents' kitchen and boiling water for making a cup of tea. And as we were waiting there for the kettle to boil, Glenn was holding a guitar, and he starts, you know, playing the intro of the song, and then starts singing the first line, "I don't know you, but I want you." And
right.
I remember turning my head because it instantly felt like, it almost felt familiar to me, as if I recognized it. And I was like, "What's that?" And he said, "Oh, it's just an idea that I had. Like, do you like it?" And I said, "Yeah, I love it. You should finish it." So he suggested that we finish it together. So we went to my piano, and we sat there, and the song was probably finished in an hour or so. It was, you know, it was very quick and very, I remember when we wrote the chorus, and we got so excited, it felt so like a really quick birth. So we invited my parents to come and listen to it. They were the first people who had heard it.
Right.
And then we got to play it at a concert, which we had like a few days later in Czech Republic. And we didn't have a name for the song yet. So we played it live. And Glenn asked the audience, you know, "We just wrote this song. What do you guys think it should be called?" And somebody said it should be called Falling Slowly. And so that stuck.